And I said, Dad, remember when you were taking care of us? Didn't you feel like sometimes you didn't want to be a parent and wanted to take a break, but you stepped up and you did what you needed to do anyway? You made sure that we brushed our teeth. You made sure that we took a shower before going to bed. You made sure that we did our homework. You made sure all of that stuff, even when you didn't want to. He's like, yeah. And I asked why. I was like, well, I didn't feel like I had a choice. I felt like I had a commitment. But the truth is, he did have a choice. And I said, Dad, you did have a choice, and you chose the thing that you felt was the right thing to do based on your commitment.
What's up, my friend? I'm health expert Ted Rice, and I want to welcome you back to another Real Talk Friday. Today, I'm coming to you from Medellin, Colombia. Really excited to share this episode because it's all about the secret to staying motivated. And I gotta be honest, it's a little bit of a trick title because the secret really isn't motivation, or at least not in the way we think. For example, I want to ask you this. Are you a person who has children? And no matter whether you're motivated or not, whether you want to or not, you're always doing what you need to for your children. For example, if little Johnny is sick or Susie's, you know, throwing up because of something she ate, you take them to the emergency room, you take them to the doctor, whether you want to or not, whether you have time to or not, you make it happen, don't you? And taking a shower and brushing your teeth, you do that every day. Maybe sometimes you want to skip the shower. Maybe you don't want to brush your teeth or floss, at least as much as your dentist tells you to, but you do it anyway because you know you've got to do it, whether you're motivated to do it, whether you want to do it or not. I should say whether you want to do it or not. But when it comes to health and fitness, we think we can get away with it. And partly because it's a short-term thing where we don't pay for it versus if you show up to work with BO and a bad breath, you're going to get called into the boss's office very quickly. Or even if you're the business owner, or even if you're not, maybe you work from your laptop like me, but you know, hanging out with your wife or your husband or going on dates, wherever you are, A, ain't going to go over too well, right? It's unacceptable to have that. So we're going to get into that today. I wanted to say this. If this is your first time listening to the show, what Legendary Life is all about is breaking down science-based information on how to lose fat, prevent disease, and live a longer, healthier life. But in Real Talk Fridays, we dive into the mindset that creates success, because the truth about health and fitness, success in health and fitness, success in really any area of life, where there's making more money, whether it's having better relationships, it mostly comes down to psychology. Mostly comes down to our mindset, in other words. So if that's what you're interested in, you're in the right place today. And if you haven't given us a review and you've been enjoying the show, please go to wherever you listen to podcasts and leave a review, an honest review. And if you need help with that, we've created legendarylifepodcast.com/review to show you how to leave us a review. There's nothing to buy or no nothing on there. Just it's like, hey, here's how you leave a review. So legendarylifepodcast.com/review. If you try to leave us a review and have trouble doing it, that's where you go. We've created that for you. This episode is sponsored by Organifi. Do you want to know a secret that all my coaching clients follow? It's really simple, but powerful. Add vegetables into each meal. But let's be honest, most of us, including myself, don't eat the recommended servings of vegetables and fruits each day. So for those of us who are on the go or have trouble eating healthy, having a greens powder makes it easy to get your greens in every single day, no matter how busy you are. And that's why I use and recommend Organifi Green Juice, a superfood powder that you just add water to so that you can get your greens in even when you're on the go. The best thing about Organifi Green Juice is that it actually tastes great. But don't believe me, try it for yourself and use the code TED20, that's capital T-E-D, the number 20, at www.organifi.com. That's Organifi.com to receive 20% off your first order. But hurry, this is a limited time discount for Legendary Life listeners. Now, back to the episode. I want to share something with you, share something personal. I am not a particularly money motivated person. I wish I was more money motivated, to be honest. And whatever you think about how much money I make or the level of success I achieved, it's really all towards, I'll tell it to you like this. There's two types of entrepreneurs. There's lifestyle entrepreneurs, and then there's entrepreneurs that are looking to really build something big so that they can cash out, sell their business, make big money, and then, I don't know, go and repeat it again. I fall into the first category. I'm a lifestyle entrepreneur. I don't want yachts or Ferraris or, you know, anything like that. And nothing against you if you have a Ferrari or have a yacht. It's just not my thing. Because to do that, at least what I know from the people who have done that successfully and built up their own thing over time, is they put in about 100 hours a week. And that's not something I'm willing to do, to be honest. So I'm a lifestyle entrepreneur. I wish I was more money motivated. And I found a way to motivate myself. Because for me, again, buying stuff, even new clothes, I live out of two suitcases, one carry-on and one bigger suitcase that I checked that isn't even that big. All my stuff basically is in those two suitcases. I'm a minimalist now. I don't own a car. And that's kind of how I am. I don't have a lot of desire. There are experiences that I want to have, but even then, it doesn't motivate me enough to, like, hey, work harder, make more money. So what have I figured out? Well, I started to get into what is it costing me? And for me, it's like, well, hey, you don't have yachts. As I said, not motivated. Oh, you don't have the penthouse. I'm not motivated by that. But you know what I'm really motivated about? I started focusing on this. My dad, as I shared in previous Real Talk Friday episodes, has got health issues. And he's going to get to the point where he's going to need someone basically full-time to take care of him. That's going to happen. And he doesn't want to go into a home. He also needs physical therapy to maintain his function so he can be independent for as long as possible. And then aside from that more dreary stuff, man, I want him to have a good life. I want him to feel like, even though he's towards the end of his life, he feels like he's afraid. He's got to keep working, and he's got severe mobility restrictions. He's had to use a walker recently. He has to use at minimum a cane. He can't walk without a cane, without holding on to something for dear life. And I want him to get past that. I want him to experience life again. And that has motivated me. So what is it costing me not to make more money? It's not about those things for me, but it's about what's going to happen with my dad. Now, I don't have children yet. So it's my dad for me. And I want him to have these experiences. I want him to have a good life. I want the last years that he has to be filled with joy, to be filled with connection, to be filled with love, to be filled with experiences that make him, that make going to wherever he's off to next, hey, listen, my son did this for me. I did so much for my son. He came back. He took care of me. We bonded together. I felt loved. He took me on these trips. I felt connected with him. And we had these beautiful moments together. That's what it's costing me. That if I don't get my act together, which I have been recently, by the way, so no worries. I'm in a great mastermind group where everybody is more financially successful than me and more financially driven than me, and has had me step up. So going back to your situation then, what I want to ask you is, what is it costing you right now to not be in shape? Because you may not be thinking about it. You may not be aware of it. What is it costing you to not be in shape? How is it costing your confidence? How is it costing you in terms of the relationships with your spouse, your girlfriend or boyfriend, your children? What type of role model are you being for your children? You think they're listening to you? No, they're watching you. They're watching your body language. They're watching what you say. They notice when you're tired. They notice when you're feeling down. They notice also when you're energetic and kicking ass in life. Now, we all have down moments, but I want to ask you, do you spend more time kicking ass, or do you spend more time feeling like you've just got your ass kicked? Because that's what they're getting from you. Not how many times you take them to Chuck E. Cheese's or to soccer or ballet practice and thinking that you're really doing them a big favor, right? Oh, I do so much for my kids, except for the thing that they need the most, which is stepping up as a parent and being that role model. What is it costing you? How is it costing you in terms of your job performance? You could have a raise by now. You could be further along than now for most of us. What is it costing you to have poor health? How much has it cost you in the past to have poor health? How long has this been going on? How long have you been repeating the same year or same month over and over, hoping that things will change, costing you dearly? What is it costing you? If I don't get my act together and make some money so I can take my dad on some trips and so that I can take care of him, if he dies, I'll never get that back. And kind of the funny thing, I'll share something personal with you. My dad is going to leave me money, you know? And it's a double-edged sword because I feel like, well, once he dies, I'm not really going to have to, I mean, I'll have to work, but he's leaving me enough money to where it's not $1 million, but it's enough to where I know how to invest in business to create something great for myself, sustainable for myself. But guess what? I'll have the money and I won't have to work like how I'm working now. But you know what I won't have? I won't have my dad. And that's what's really important. So what is it costing you? What has it cost you? What is it going to cost you in your future if you don't get this handled? Gosh, we think so much about money. Oh God, I can't afford this. Oh God. That's such bullshit, that perspective that we can't afford to do things. It's like most of the time we can't afford not to do things, but somehow we justify our bullshit. And gosh, I've talked with so many people who do that. I've talked with so many people who do that about joining coaching, my coaching program. I've talked to so many people who are in the same business as me who won't invest in business mentorship and would prefer to just struggle and dabble around. But you can't get there by dabbling. You can't get it. You can't get to the next level by dabbling. What is it costing you to dabble around thinking that listening to podcasts and reading free blog posts is the way to do things? What is it costing you? How much time is it costing you to be a fitness researcher without the foundation to even understand and doing the carnivore diet or keto diet and or maybe trying vegetarian or going on a juice cleanse or trying the Atkins diet or, you know, how much is it costing you to fool around with this stuff only to gain the weight back? And then it's not just about cost. It's about what will life be like once you get this handled? And I'll tell you something. I've been fat and I've been lean, or I should say it like this. I was lean most of my life and then I got fat and now I'm leaner than I was ever. And I got to tell you, people say some bullshit out there like, oh gosh, well, I'm, you know, I had some people tell me, very few, but it's always stood out to me like, oh, Ted, I believe in, you know, it's what, you know, I'm into what really matters in life, you know, not this superficial stuff. What is superficial about carrying around or about getting rid of excess body fat that is causing inflammation in your body, that is making you feel bad about yourself, both at a physiological level and psychological level? Every time you look and see just a shadow of yourself in the mirror, that's superficial. Is it superficial not to have the energy that you want to push forward ahead? Is it superficial to blame your age instead of your poor habits? Come on. This episode is sponsored by Organifi. Do you want to know a secret that all my coaching clients follow? It's really simple, but powerful. Add vegetables into each meal. But let's be honest, most of us, including myself, don't eat the recommended servings of vegetables and fruits each day. So for those of us who are on the go or have trouble eating healthy, having a greens powder makes it easy to get your greens in every single day, no matter how busy you are. And that's why I use and recommend Organifi Green Juice, a superfood powder that you just add water to so that you can get your greens in even when you're on the go. The best thing about Organifi Green Juice is that it actually tastes great. But don't believe me, try it for yourself. And use the code TED20, that's capital T-E-D, the number 20, at www.organifi.com. That's Organifi.com to receive 20% off your first order. But hurry, this is a limited time discount for Legendary Life listeners. Now, back to the episode. I've been on both sides of this too. I understand. And so what will life be like? Just imagine this. Imagine life. I'll tell you, I have the energy now to do what I need to do for my business. Before, I was really struggling. I was unhealthy. And so much of the time, our external, our body is a reflection, or it's not so often. It is always this. Our body is a reflection of our habits. And if you are overweight, you have the habit of eating too much. If you're out of shape, you have the habit of choosing other things than exercise. And I'll tell you this, once you choose to focus on this, you can have so much more energy. Imagine waking up in the morning with energy. Imagine looking at yourself in the mirror and liking what you see. Imagine getting compliments from everyone about how you look and how you show up. Imagine your kids, if you're a man. What I loved to do when I was a little kid, hanging off my dad's bicep. He wasn't even that strong. We just had some 20-pound dumbbells, but I was hanging off his bicep. It seemed huge to me at the time. Probably the main reason that I'm in health and fitness because of that, like those moments that I had. Imagine being a positive influence on your children. Imagine being sexier for your partner, whether you're married or whether you're single. Imagine having more sex because you feel good about yourself again. Imagine having more sex because you have the energy to have it, because there's better circulation to the areas that need the circulation. That could all be yours. Imagine showing up in a way to your work where all of a sudden, like my client Kevin has been promoted so many times, I've lost track. Imagine having the energy you need to get those extra clients or to go for that promotion. I've got a client right now. One of the reasons why she wants to get in shape is because she needs to get another job and she doesn't feel confident in herself. And she wants to step up and do that and make sure she's feeling confident. And I'll tell you, one of the best things about this stuff, right, is sometimes we get too focused on the destination. Like, Ted, that sounds great, but I'm so far away from that. I see the next few steps, but I don't see the steps beyond that to get to that place. And the great thing about human beings is that it isn't even about that. It's about getting in motion and taking action. And then the results are what motivates you and keeps you on the path. And if you're on that path right now and struggling to stay on, then you need help. If it's a pattern of yours that you're all or nothing, if it's a pattern of yours that you start a plan, then things get busy, then you drop off the plan, you need help because that's a mindset issue. What we're talking about here is all mindset. You don't realize how much it's costing you now. You don't realize how much it's costing you in the past. You don't realize how much it's going to cost you in the future. You also don't realize what life could be like, or at least whether you realize it or not, you don't spend the time to think about it, to imagine it. Maybe you feel you're too busy for that, but I'm telling you, you're not. You've got so many responsibilities that you can't afford not to. That's the truth. So what is it costing you? And what could it be like? And what are the patterns that are sabotaging you? Because you need to change those. And if you haven't been able to change them on your own, then the fastest way to do it is to hire someone. Now, for those of you who are like, well, Ted, you know, I'm in a position where I'm really struggling financially and I can't do that, then I would say this: if that's your situation, then maybe you don't need to be focusing so much on this podcast. Maybe you don't even need to be listening to this podcast. Maybe what you need is to find a podcast or to hire someone to help you get straight on your finances, because you're making enough money, but you're not managing it right. Most of us, we're all making enough money unless you're early in your career. Or maybe you've been through a bad situation, but most of us, we have enough money. We just don't spend it appropriately. So if that's you, then maybe you shouldn't even be listening to this. Maybe you should be listening to another podcast to help you get your money mindset right, then take actions to create that income, either by getting rid of bullshit expenses and investing in yourself, or by stepping up and making more money by getting new clients, getting promotions. Maybe that's what you need to be focusing on. But for those of you who are in a financially stable position, I've got this message for you. Maybe you're like, yeah, I realize that coaching is the way. I know that I got a bunch of PDFs, I got a bunch of courses, kind of went through some of them, kind of didn't go through the rest. Got a bunch of books on my bookshelf on nutrition and exercise, read some of them, haven't read the others. But ultimately, it's this: I haven't gotten the results that I want, and I know I need to step up and do that, invest in myself, and work with an expert to really get this handled. And if that's you, I want to talk with you because you're my ideal client. I work with motivated people. I'll just say it like that. If you're a high performer, if you're an entrepreneur, if you're a business owner, if you're in a high powered career, if you're an executive, I want to speak with you. If you feel that you don't have the time to exercise, but you know it's crucial to your business success, to your career success, and you're looking for the right person to make that happen, and you don't believe a lot of the people who are out there, you just sense that they're full of it. But you've been listening to me and you're like, man, maybe that guy, maybe I can trust him. Maybe he does have the answers. Maybe he does have the skills to coach me to the next level. And I want to say this: I've got the knowledge. I've cracked the code on fat loss. And what I've also cracked the code on is helping you put that plan into something that will work with your life, your busy life. I specialize in helping entrepreneurs and busy people get this handled. And if that's you and you're looking for that, then I want to speak to you because it might just be a match made in heaven. I love all my clients. Oh gosh. Yeah. Who's new? Trevor, shout out to you. Jay, shout out to you. Shout out to Gigi. Shout out to so many people. Matthew, shout out to you, Matthew. Really love everyone who I'm working with. And that's because we've all been on a call together and we've figured out whether it was right for us or not. And so what I want to do is, if you resonate with that and resonate with me and resonate with my message, and there's some skepticism on your side, but you're like, you know what? I like that dude. He seems like a straight shooter. I think he might just be able to help me. Well, there's one way to find out. Let's hop on a call and talk. How do you do that? LegendaryLifeProgram.com/apply. That's where we hop on a call. The call is free, by the way. And there's no pressure to sign up. If you don't feel it's right for you, I definitely don't want you to sign up. Seriously, I mean that from the bottom of my heart, because I know you're not going to get results in the program. I don't have some magic thing that will overcome like the fact that you don't, you know, you're not willing to put in the work or you don't like me as your coach. I don't have that. But if you feel like it resonates with you, I've got the goods. If you feel like you're committed to doing the work, I've got the goods. So legendarylifeprogram.com/apply is where you go do that. So I'm going to wrap things up now. I hope you got a lot out of today, whether you're interested in coaching with me or not. All these things are important and I want you to take them to heart. We need to get to the level. I had this conversation with my dad. I want to tell you this last bit of parting advice. I said, Dad, because he was struggling with his motivation to exercise, and this guy needs it. It's not like you right now where you're like, well, I really need to exercise, but you know, I could go a couple more years like this. And you're probably right before something really breaks down. But my dad he walks with a cane, and actually he's been walking with a walker. And I said, Dad, remember when you were taking care of us? Didn't you feel like sometimes you didn't want to be a parent and wanted to take a break, but you stepped up and you did what you needed to do anyway? You made sure that we brushed our teeth. You made sure that we took a shower before going to bed. You made sure that we did our homework. You made sure all of that stuff, even when you didn't want to. He's like, yeah. And I asked why. I was like, well, I didn't feel like I had a choice. I felt like I had a commitment. But the truth is, he did have a choice. And I said, Dad, you did have a choice and you chose the thing that you felt was the right thing to do based on your commitment. And I said, once you have even a quarter of that level of commitment that you had to your children, once you have a quarter of that commitment to yourself and realize that your whole future it's the foundation of your future is taking care of yourself and making sure that you stay functional. Otherwise, your worst nightmares will come true. In fact, they're coming true right now. Once you realize that, you will no longer struggle to do the things that you need to do. And that's what I want to leave you with. So enjoy your weekend. Hope you enjoyed today. Love you, and speak to you on Monday.